So if you're satisfied with an employee but have to let them go for some reason, you recommend not burning your bridges.
Precisely. Stay in contact. You never know when you might find yourselves working together again.
Tell us about another way to find good people.
Ask your current employees whether they know a suitable applicant for the given position and reward them for it. Give them a finder's fee for finding someone, and then an additional bonus if it works out. Paradoxically, this can be the cheapest and most effective approach.
Can you explain it in greater detail?
If your employees are sufficiently loyal, have been working with you for a long time, and are sincere, then they certainly won't recommend anyone who wouldn't help or would hurt the company. They're not going to bring a cuckoo into their own nest.
That's true. Do you have any other recommendations for finding a new employee?
Many more, of course. But I'll just mention two so we can move on. Sometimes it's enough to just advertise on your own website, while workers and labourers can be found at the local job centre.
What do you think I should do, for example, if a friend came and asked me whether I had a job for her daughter?
Even if you were hiring, you should think it over very carefully. A brief moment of awkwardness is always better than bigger problems down the road.
What problems? I said that we were good friends.
And therein lies the risk. What will you do if your friend's daughter doesn't have the work ethic you're looking for?
Oh, now I see. Well, in that case, there are only two options. I either keep employing her and pay her for poor performance, or I let her go and risk the end of a long friendship.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Doing business with family and friends can be tricky. Everybody takes advantage a little bit and expects you to look the other way. But you, as a good manager and entrepreneur, certainly cannot allow that.
You're right about that. Now let's move on. We've already chosen the best way for our company to contact applicants, and a flood of CVs comes in. Now what?
Every CV contains a great deal of hidden information. And now I'm going to tell you how to look for it, how to read a CV.
I'm sure our listeners will find that very interesting.
When writing their CVs, applicants should adhere to the same basic structure. If you come across one that is significantly different, it's probably not worth reading it.